And we are now joined by trainer Peter Walder, who's enjoying his usual success down at Gulfstream Park. He's in three of the six Sunshine Millions races tomorrow down at Gulfstream. Peter, thanks for taking some time out tonight for Express Bet Radio on HRRN.
You're very welcome. Actually, I was really enjoying listening to my horse winning that race all over again. I could literally listen to that over and over.
I was going to say, you never get sick of that one. You never get sick of that call, right?
No, absolutely not. No. That's a nice one to hear. Yeah, it'd be nice if they could be calling his name again tomorrow.
Well, just you like got that. Two in before. Yeah, I'm sure it would be. You got two in before him tomorrow. Of course, the star of the show tomorrow is Sarkis Keanu in that Sunshine Millions, but six races in all. You're involved. You're born involved in three of them, and you get things started right away in race number five, the Sunshine Millions filly in their turf. I wonder what the weather's going to do, all that rain that you guys got down there today. We'll see if it stays on the turf. If it does, Unbridled Courage is 4-1. You run her for Looch Racing, just your second start with this filly. Talk to us a little bit about Unbridled Courage.
Well, she I got her shortly after she ran in the fairgrounds, and in all fairness to her, she ran in the fairgrounds in the 5/8 race, and then literally within about a 10 to 12 day period, 2 week period maybe at the most. She ran, and then she shipped down here to Gulfstream, and then we ran her again. I thought she ran a really good race. I mean, she got a big buyer number. She got a 90 buyer, which is tied for a lifetime best. She got hung out wide pretty much the whole race, and the grass was really, I guess they might have had to list it as good, but it was life and death to be good at best it was. But, I mean, they used the outside course, and she was really wide and kind of hard to handle. And, you know, she still dug in. She was extremely game, and, you know, she finished fourth. And, now we get to restricted fillies and restricted Florida bred. So, you know, hopefully that'll help. I mean, whether or not she'll like the softer going, I don't know. I talked to PJ, the racing secretary, today, and he said, you know, obviously with a big card like tomorrow, you know, they want to obviously try their best to keep the races on the grass. So I would imagine, you know, that being a short field to begin with, I don't think they're looking to, you know, take that one off. If they do, I'm going to run anyway. I mean, she worked really good on the dirt for us last weekend. And, I think that now that we've had her in the barn for, you know, 5 weeks since her last race, I think she'll run. She'll run a very good race, and obviously the switch, then we get the leading rider, so that always helps. Nothing against Paco, of course, but, you know, anytime you can get Javier, you know, he's riding extremely well, and he's riding very well for our barn right now. So if you can get him, you get him. So,
Peter, you mentioned Javier. He'll also ride another horse for you, Runs with Bulls, in the classic that you'll also be represented by Señor Quisqueyano in that race. And Señor Quisqueyano is a horse that has not had trouble with a sloppy track in the past.
Yeah, he's actually one of my new clients. He just texted me earlier that Senior Q is 4-for-5 on and off track. It stopped raining now, and the weather's supposed to be, I checked it out, and it's supposed to be sunny tomorrow and nice. So by the time he runs, I can't imagine the track being the way it is now. The track man down here, Johnny G, does a fantastic job. They did close the track for training tomorrow morning, so they will be working on it. And I'd be shocked if the track isn't anything but, I mean, if we don't get any more rain, I'd be shocked if the track wasn't anything but, you know, fast, maybe a little wet fast, but I don't foresee it being anything like it is today, tomorrow, if we don't get any more rain. But all that being said, you know, I was surprised to see Mr. Jordan go in the race, but I was happy at the same time because we know that he's going to show some speed, and it's kind of nice. I think that horse is questionable whether he'll get a mile and eighth, and it's kind of nice that, we could come out of there from the eight hole and maybe have a target, so. And then, you know, the other horse runs with Bulls. He'll, you know, he got the inside. So if we're looking for the same kind of trip that he had in the Iron Horse last time, and again there too, it's nice that Javier's sticking with him for this race. And the boys in the barn got an ongoing bet. You know, the grooms and the exercise riders are betting each other which horse is going to beat who. And me personally, I don't care which one wins as long as one of them wins. And nothing would make me more happy to come 1-2 in that race because, the owner, Ron Pellucci, is a great guy, puts a lot of money into the game. And, you know, he's going through a little personal thing recently and it would really mean a lot to me and put a smile on his face if we could take home one or both of these races.
Well, I was going to say, Peter, speaking of wagering and in the barn, after the Sunshine Millions Classic win last year, Senior Quisquiano got a little ambitiously placed, and I remember Ron actually tweeting out $500 win tickets against Shared Belief on Senior Q, as you called him, in that big cap out at Santa Anita. Yeah, he ran a bang-up race, maybe the best race of his life, when he got beat just a neck in the skip-away. And then he tailed off a little bit. Talk a little bit about the break and how he's coming back into this race now.
Well, you know, he honestly, last year, after you win the Sunshine Millions Classic, Ron kind of got a little bit aggressive with him as far as placing him. We kind of thought that it would be a short field in Santa Anita. Nobody would want to run against Shared Belief. If we knew there'd be that many in there, we definitely wouldn't have shipped out there for that. But I'm the type of guy that, if you tell me Shared Belief is running, over there, I'm looking to run the complete opposite way. So, he took a shot, didn't work out, came back, and he ran, like you said, he ran awesome against the Commissioner, ran an incredible race. He's on down and the worst part of the track, and he ran incredible after flying back a 3-week rest. And then we went to Dallas, like you said, to Lone Star, and the race was supposed to be the week before. It got canceled because of hail and lightning and bad weather, and he was really primed and ready to go that night that they canceled. And, had to stay out there the extra week, and it just kind of threw off the schedule a little bit, not making any excuses because it did the same for all of them. All the horses were in the same boat, but he was really ready to run that Friday night that they canceled. And, after that, it was just kind of, the race, there wasn't a whole lot of races for him down here during the summer. And he ran hard, between those four races there, the millions, the shipping out to California, the skip away, and then the Dallas race. He ran some tough races, and it just made sense to me, seeing how he loves this racetrack, to give him a break, and Ron agreed. I honestly thought the way he was working, I could train him fit. I loved him going into the Harlan's Holiday. He was working great. I mean, he was working a lot better, off that break. We gave him a couple months on the farm. He was bucking and squealing out there in the paddock, which he probably hasn't had a break in God knows how long. And I honestly thought I could train him fit, but I was obviously, I was extremely wrong. So, he didn't. That was a tough post to come from, the 10 hole going a mile eighth in the Harlan's Holiday. And then once I realized that I couldn't train him fit to go a mile and eighth, because I mean every horse is different. I've won plenty of races with horses coming off long layoffs, going all kind of distances. But he kind of had me fooled. He's such a big, heavy horse that I guess I just needed to train on him a little harder. So me and Ron both agreed that coming out of the Harlan's Holiday, it'd be nice to have another race into him. We ran him back in the allowance race last time, and that race came up like a grade 2 stake. I mean, that race was ridiculously tough. And, it's not too often you finish fifth and get beat 8 lengths and you have a smile on your face, but he actually got a lot out of that race. He tried really hard. Unlike the Harlan's Holiday where he kind of just gave up, that race, the allowance race last time, they went stupid fast fractions. And even when he was passed, you could see he tried, he dug in. And like I said, the whole cycle is coming back into play, third start off the layoff. And, he should, by rights, in theory, he's supposed to run a great race tomorrow.
Peter, we're out of time. Best of luck tomorrow in the Sunshine Millions with the defending champion of the Classic, Senor Kiskiano. Thanks for joining us tonight on Express Bet Radio.
Thank you very much for having me on. I really appreciate it. And good luck to all your all the people listening.
Thanks, Peter.